Paul, can you update us on Dustin Byfuglien, please?
Good today, skated, shot a bunch of pucks, but he's not going tonight. I don't think it's fair. He's very far off.
Brendan Lemieux is pretty excited about getting into the lineup today. What have you seen from him lately, and what are you expecting?
He had a really good camp, a bit of physical maturity. He's a powerful man along the walls and can get off the walls to the front of the net. He's got a really, really good hard release. And for a guy that I think we would categorize him as a grinder, can make some plays with the puck. So I think he's going to have a lot of energy in here, some physicality to his game. But we think we are looking for, while we're looking for good solid shifts from that line defensively, we are looking to generate some offense there. He's scored goals in his career, and we'd like to see that line start to put some pucks to the net. Lots of highlights, right, from the repercussions of that hit. I remember his dad being kind of the league at that time. It was a hard league, right, and New Jersey and then on to Colorado, but powerful teams that had all men on them. They didn't play a young game. They played a hard game, and it was every night, right? They had gotten to that pro level. Those guys went after it hard every single night, and it was a different threshold of refereeing. It was a different time.
Seems to bring a unique skill set to this team, unlike really any player in this lineup. And I asked him what game he thinks he resembles in the league, and he said a combination between Andrew Shaw and Tom Wilson. I was wondering what you think he's comparable to in this league, or even in the past, because he got a bit of that old school to him.
That's a tough one because you don't want to put offensive pressure on a guy. I think he's got some hands there that you don't see at first, right? He'll get around the ice fine, powerful stride. He will be physical on his checks. There's none, and he's not getting to the scrum late. It usually starts at that, so he's around it. But there's some hands there, and there's some quickness with it. So we want that physical edge that he has. Right, we have a number of very, very skilled players, fast players, but we have, you know, Lowry and Tanev, and Wheeler plays that game too. He plays such a physical game, but really that wouldn't be the mix of our group up front. We think that he can add and give us some depth, if you will, at the grind. But there's hands there too. So, you know what, to be honest with you, we're not sure where that ceiling is or what that definition of Brendan as a player is yet. It's true, I guess, of a number of young guys, but we'll wait and see how it pans out in the National League. But I think he can get in and get on the puck, finish some checks, contain pucks in the offensive zone. That fits our game. But there's enough hands there that we think he can score some goals here too.
Matthew Perreault kind of has that style to his game. Obviously different players, but he's been able to carve out a career in this league, being kind of that pest, working really hard. Is it by design he's on that line?
Right. So we would love for Brendan to get to Matthew Perreault's tenacity. And that's something that's learned, right? Like almost every young player, and we would say the same about Nick Ehlers as we would say about Brendan, and Kyle Connor was a good guy. It takes them a while to realize they're in and on it the entire shift all night. That's the mark of the pro, right? He's got a different weight than Matty Perreault does, clearly. I think Matty would look to always make a play before he would shoot the puck. Brendan will shoot the puck first. So there's a difference in those hands. But we like all our players to kind of follow that Wheeler-Perreault model of intensity levels throughout the shift.
This last one on that, looks like he's got a friendship with Jack Roslovic as well. Are you hoping that chemistry between those guys seems to be a good pairing or trip?
You really like that when you start getting guys coming from your American League system that have relationships that they've built there, and it gives a new guy a friend in the room, right? And a spot, right? There are stratas in your room. Usually the guys who drink really expensive wine hang out together, and then it kind of goes down by quality of vintage, and then the new guys need somebody to order with, so they've got friends in the room.
Paul, you don't want him there long term, but what could be some of the immediate benefits for Christian Vesalainen to watch a game from up top? I know he's been steady, but hasn't been able to find his offensive game.
No,
so
but you know what? He's been really good. So, but you have to take Penticton in and start there, right? So in his 6 weeks kind of process of this, he's gone from, you know, feeling that Penticton was fast. That was one of the comments that he had made. And then, you know, now you're playing here and it's even faster, but the game in some ways is easier to play for him here. He's been good along the walls in his own end, and his reads are very good defensively. So that's priority one. That means I can get you on the ice. We think there's lots more for a 19-year-old. He has really good hands, but he's got some physical strength to control the puck. He just hasn't learned how to do it yet as often as we would like him to. So he gets a chance to work on that a little bit after practice with an understanding now that he didn't have of what we mean when we're saying we want you on the puck, we want you to control it, and the reason why, how it fits into our offensive game. So he's not coming out here. I didn't want to put him in and take him out after one. He got a block of five. I haven't played the fourth line a whole lot. We are looking for a little change. Brendan's been good. He deserves to come in. So he'll get a chance to watch a game, but he still gets a chance, some really good practice time.
All teams have fast players, but what are the challenges with McDavid's explosiveness?
It's that he seems to play beyond. So there are guys that play fast. There are quick guys that play fast, and he's both, right? So he's really, really quick in his decision to go. And then that speed isn't like anything else you'd face. Feels like the fastest player in the world when you're going against him. So your decision on when he's turning, changing gears has to happen before he changes that gear. You're never catching him. If you're beside him, you're behind him. So you need to make sure he's skating into people, not racing with them.
As a coach, he's got a point on every one of the goals scored by Edmonton this season. On a coach, how many times would you use his name in addressing your team before the game? Do you dwell on him or do you not dwell on him?
Well, the advantage that we have is that we all have TVs. So he's not sneaking up on anybody. There's also not a whole lot of times you can do with that. So there are no McDavid rules for how we play against this team. We don't put two on them. We are aware of certain tendencies, but that would be true of Edmonton in general. They have a certain style of game. He's just really good at it. So it would be then take the best player off any team, and we're going to have players that we want on the ice against them. We'll have certain reads that we expect our players to make against those players. This guy is extreme in what he can do, so we have to be really good with those reads tonight.
What do you think of this debate about, you know, the best player in the game? Because there's been a lot of discussion this week that maybe it's Auston Matthews based on his start. Does that motivate somebody like Connor McDavid to say, well, wait a second, come on? How do you feel about it?
Eric, it's an absolutely great question, and I'm going to defer to the two men that coach him, right? They get to deal with that. I think the best way to deal with this is in about 15, 20 years. And then you still won't get agreement because Don Cherry's not telling you that Bobby Orr is not the best player in the world.
With Vesalainen and Lemieux and Patan, is the message for them when they get their shot, if they do everything right, they hold on to that spot? Or because they're all so young, is it one of, almost like a backup goalie situation where you're going to need to get those guys into the game just so that they get that feel?
Well, there's no guarantees to go out with a good game. You know, like a hat trick tonight's not getting Brendan a 10-year deal, right? And if he's minus two, that doesn't mean he's going to the minors. So we don't do any guarantees going forward. We've got two extra now healthy forwards. I don't want a guy sitting here long-term and not playing. So, there's a room for rotation there for sure. But if a guy gets it going, I mean, there also has to be a payoff for good work. Yeah, you have to get recognized for your good work. So I'm not saying that if Brendan goes in and takes the job that it's not his. Just kind of do what we do here. We're going to live today, and then we'll deal with tomorrow when it comes.